This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
The streak is snapped at 7. The real question is now, how will the Flames respond to the loss? It is time for another episode of Flames Unfiltered. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube, from the Inside Edge Hockey News. It is episode 23, December 15th, 2019. And wow, the streak has stopped at 7 wins and points in 9 games, boy. How do you be upset if you're a Flames fan? What's wrong with Jeff Ward, though? Finally loses? Come on. I'm just joking. So far, so good. We're through, come on, guys. 2 weeks ago, it was the end of the hockey world for Flames fans. Like, it could not get any worse. So we better keep our heads up and be pretty damn happy with the way things are going. Because I think the team's been good lately. But you know what? Now they've lost, and they've kind of got that out of the way. Because it was bound to happen. We can't win every game from here on out. But now how will they react? How will the Flames fans react? Because you know what? When the Bill Peters thing went down and everything went wild and crazy, we kind of lost our expectations. Because it was so doom and gloom. Like, there was no hope for us anymore. Well, now, after points in 9, I don't know, my expectations are pretty high for this team again. You know, what are yours as fans? And now what if they drop 2 or 3 here in a row? How are we going to react? Are we going to stay positive and push forward with his team? Or are we going to start throwing daggers at players? It'll be interesting. Watching Saturday, I was just kind of, and I don't know if it was because of an afternoon game or what, but it was kind of like ho-hum for me. Well, we're losing. Kind of ho-hum. I didn't think we had a chance to even, I didn't feel like we were going to score. I didn't. If we were held to the perimeter, I don't know. I hate afternoon games, though. I always feel like that Calgary plays crappy in the afternoon. Players like it. I know Derek Ryan said he likes it. I know a couple other players say they like it. I don't know why they like it. I hate them. I like to focus all day and get ready for a big game at night. And I don't know. I think from a fan's perspective, probably a little different than a player. They like to get home too and have, you know, not waste a whole day. Like when you play at night, you got morning skating and you nap and you kind of, you know, it consumes your whole day. Where if you play early, I get it, especially at home. It's kind of nice to get home to the family too. Christmas is coming. What a great time to spend time with your family. Really kind of overlook things and take things for granted in life. And boy, we really need to appreciate those times. Tonight, my wife and I took kids down to watch the CP Rail Holiday Christmas train, which I know is heading up into the Alberta area here real soon. But it's fun. It was cold. But you know what? It couldn't be a nicer night. Christmas lights. Santa was there. Train came to town full of lights, Christmas music, good entertainers, snow was falling. It was good. We got cold a little bit. Girls got cold. My son, he wasn't too bad. But you know what? That's what Christmas is about, is doing those things with family. Whether it be getting out to a Flames game or a junior hockey game or just enjoying time at home with the family. That's what Christmas is about, and we need to keep that in mind over the next couple weeks. Today on the episode, healthy players equals roster dilemma. Talk about Sam Benn, Austin Zarnik coming back. Offsides or not, that play on Saturday afternoon riled me up and then made me look stupid, but took me off the game and the players, I think, too. And good old Riddick slams Gaudreau and good fun. Let's talk about that.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, hockey fans. The Hockey Podcast Network is bigger and better than ever. Hockey talk from all 31 teams. Also have a great new podcast out. called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. Two episodes in the books from Terry Ryan, former NHL player, and just flat-out entertaining guy. You've heard him on Spittin' Chiclets. Now he's on the Hockey Podcast Network. Make sure you go and check that out. Flames fans, it's time to recap a couple games. Wow, I had that loud, didn't I? Whew. Sorry. All right, let's recap Thursday night's game. The good old Maple Leafs come to town, and I made fun of the Canucks fans for pretty much a Leaf event in Vancouver. And last night, it was like a Leaf event in Edmonton. And you know what? It was quite a few in Calgary, too, but you know, you got to look at it this way. It wasn't as bad as the other two Western Canadian stops. But you know what? There's a lot of them there. But it's the only time they get to cheer for that team because they only come here once. So obviously they're going to be a lot louder than us Flames fans who get 41 nights with our team. Anyways, who cares about that? Flames win 4-2. Big, big 2 points. John Tavares gets on the board right away. 8:24 mark, his 13th of the year. Hamonic, about 7 minutes later, ties it up. Hamonic, yep, his second of the year, assist from Monahan. And Gaudreau, we are 1-1 after one in the second period. Mitch Marner is the only tally, his 5th of the year, from Tavares and CC Toronto, up 2-1. Then Calgary gets going, and I mean going. And this was a fun 3 minutes to start the third period. Johnny Hockey gets on the board 19 seconds in, his 8th of the year from Backlund, ties it at 2. Frolik, his fourth goal, third game in a row, I believe, with a goal for Frolik. Assist from Reeder at the 1:59 mark, 3-2 Calgary. Then just under a minute later, Johnny Hockey again, his 9th of the year from Hamonic and Monahan, 4-2 Calgary, and that is the final. In a game that, you know what? I thought Calgary was pretty solid top to bottom. I was pretty impressed with this game. I liked everything about it. I thought Talbot was good. I thought it was just a good hockey game. Michael Backlund stood out to me. He was flat out amazing for the Flames. Killed a 5-on-3 all by himself. And I mean it, all by himself. He was good. He was really, really good. I like his play lately. He's not, you know, gathering a bunch of points, but just very, very solid, getting the job done. Then on Saturday afternoon, Carolina comes to town. A team that, you know what, I'm still not used to losing to these guys. I just feel like when you hear Carolina, it's like, oh, that should be 2 points, right? Well, not so much. Carolina's a good hockey team this year. They are 20-11-2. Yeah, they're really good. They win 4-0 in Calgary. Calgary doesn't even have a sniff in my mind. I thought the Flames were great in the first period. Great. I thought, we are on the road here. This is just going to go. And then they came out flat from there on out. Just flat. No goals in the first. It was 0-0 after one. Brock McGinn gets his 3rd of the year. Gets the scoring going at the 12:35 mark. On a play that was flat out goofy. Goofy. We're going to talk about that later in the show. Dougie Hamilton scores on the power play, 2-0. Carolina, and they are rolling, and it was just a wild and crazy second period. Third period, Warren Fogle gets his 5th at the 15:05 mark, 3-0, shorthanded goal. 1957, he adds a shorty, his 6th of the year there. You know, Calgary was in this late and had tons and tons of power play chances, but just could not capitalize. That second period, the offsides controversy, which we'll talk about here later on in the show, was just kind of demoralizing, kind of was a black eye on the game, and Calgary really never got it going after that. Had numerous chances but just could not capitalize. I didn't think Monahan and or Tkachuk were on the top of their games. I was wondering, you know, to me, it just kind of looked like Tkachuk just wasn't right. I don't know. He missed the Thursday game with injury, and I kind of felt like maybe it's still lingering. And and something that's still bothering him because he just didn't look Matthew Tkachuk-like.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Offsides or not? I touched on it a little bit in the game recap, but this was weird. And we'll add to the post on flamesunfiltered.com. Go on there, click on it. You can watch the play. I also put Brian Burke doing a little bit of a explanation of this offsides. Now, it was not called offsides. Mark Jankowski failed to get the puck out. The puck got chipped in by the Carolina player while he was still in the zone. Then they both entered the zone on a 2-on-1, and bang, it's in the net for a 1-0 lead. At first, I was like yelling, who the hell couldn't get the puck out of the zone? Yep, Janko it is. And so I was pissed off at Jankowski. And I'm like, oh, wait, offsides. They're saying offsides. So then I watch a replay and I'm just like, huh, that's offsides. That's no goal. I was relieved. I was like, oh, good. We caught a break. We really caught a break. Then the announcement. The goal stands. It was on sides. I'm like, what? Like, I watched it three times and I was with the announcers on Sportsnet. How could this be? How could this not be reversed? Like, how could we be wrong on this? And wow, Twitter went absolutely out of control. And I'm guilty. I was on there too, and I was tweeting about it. We look like a bunch of Canucks fans on Twitter. I know we just did. We look bad, Calgary. We look bad. We look like a bunch of Canucks on there. Because that way we were all freaking. It was gong show city. And even the bench looked just really, really, really taken aback. I thought we just all just really looked taken aback. And I thought, how can this be wrong? And then Brian Burke explained it during the intermission. And I was like, oh man, I completely see what he's talking about. You're not offside until you touch the puck. Gauthier brings the puck into the offsides, into the zone offsides. Gauthier. But was not whistled down because he didn't touch it. And as he was outside the zone, McKinn tags up. And so it's onsides and a good goal. You can tag up. It's rule 83.3. And both of them were outside of the zone if you watch the video. And I know some Flames fans are still hanging their hat on this one. And I'm not sure why you're hanging your hat on this one, because if you do slow it down, you do watch it, and you do read the rule in the rule book, it makes sense. What's the difference if you shoot it in, one of your guys is offsides, you don't touch it? Just because it's right by you and you don't touch it doesn't mean it's not that you can't wait for the checkup. I mean, it's just, it looked offsides as hell. God, I was freaking out. But after I watched it and it was explained, I'm like, God, that really makes sense. It makes sense, guys. I don't know. It caught me off guard, though, and boy, did it have me worked up.
NHL news, opinions, and controversy.
Healthy players equals roster dilemma. Sam Bennett, Austin Zarnik are all but ready to get going here from injury. Zarnik's on LTIR right at the moment with the Flames because they don't have cap room. Current lines, I'm going to run them down as they've been over this last few games. And that's been Tkachuk, Lindholm, Mangiapane on the first. Dubé, Monahan, Backlund. Lucic, Ryan, Gaudreau, Reeder, Jankowski, Frolik. Now, the great dilemma is, how do you figure out the lines when you have these two good players coming back from injury? How will this seriously work? I have a suggestion. Like, I'm going to run down what I think. And yes, I'm trying not to disrupt these lines as much as possible. I could go a little crazier than this, but I'm going to hesitate from that because for once, we've kind of stuck to things a little bit. I think one of the downfalls of the Flames have been this year, and one of the things I kind of got on Bill Peters about, and really probably the only thing I've ever gotten on Bill Peters about, and that was that he juggled lines a little bit too frequently for my liking. So I looked at the lines and I thought, okay, when Zarnik got hurt, Zarnik had put together two or three really, really, really strong outings. So I have a hard time not giving him a chance to work his way back into the lineup. But who does he replace? We'll get to that solution here in a minute. Now, Sam Bennett, he's a guy, as much as people rip on him, and his expectations have been much higher because of where he was drafted. Let's get over it, Flames fans. He's not going to be a 30-goal scorer like a first-round pick should be. But he's still on the team. He's still a good player. He's still useful. So let's get the most out of him and quit bitching at him. So here's my suggestions. I think we keep the Lindholm, Mangiapane, Tkachuk line together, even though I thought they were the worst line on Saturday. I know a lot of people love Mangiapane, and I'm not against him. I'm not at all. But I think we're giving him a little bit too much love. And I don't know if he deserves first line minutes right now. But I'm going to go with it to kind of keep the cart going. So we keep that line together. Now moving on to the next line. Monahan, Backlund, let's keep them together. I'm good with that. I think they've both been pretty good lately. Monahan, not so much on Saturday. Backlund, I really, really liked him on Thursday. Let's put Gaudreau up there with them. And we did see that line with Gaudreau on it. So let's leave it. Okay. Now that third line. I think here's where you go Jankowski. And everybody's freaking out now. Everybody's like, what the hell, you have Jankowski out there? No, I get it. I'm not a hugest Jankowski fan. But he's a big body. Let's face it, guys. He wins faceoff, and he's critical to our penalty kill. Like it or not, he's a guy we need out there, and we need him to get going. So let's put him at center with Bennett on his left, Frolik on his right. That gives you three lines top to bottom that are solid. Now that fourth line, let's go Lucic, Ryan, and Dubé and keep that going. Let's move Dubé in where Gaudreau was and have Ryan center, Dubé, and Lucic. We had that line earlier this season, and it worked. It was one of the few lines working when Bill Peters lost his job. That was one of the few lines working, so let's go with it. You know, so I look at that, and I got Tkachuk, Lindholm, Mangiapane pretty good. Mangiapane needs to step it up a little bit. Gaudreau, Monahan, Backlund. Gaudreau's going. Monty's been better. Backlund's been really good. Not putting up points, but doing everything else in his power to do it. I mean, other than putting up points, he's been very, very good. Let's put Bennett coming back from injury with Jankowski in a red hot for a leak. And don't argue with me. Jankowski's been better lately too, guys. And then we got Ryan, who's been really good, with Dubé, who I think's been great, and Lucic, who's been much better. Now we have Reeder and Zarnik as extras, and I still am a proponent that we do not play Lucic every single game. He needs to go in games when we need that kind of guy in. And when we don't need that kind of guy in, we put in Reeder or Zarnik, and we have Zarnik, Ryan, Dubé, or Reeder, Ryan, Dubé. That's a good line. That is a great depth line. You guys, this team is deep. We're getting scoring now from our first line and our top players. And we're finally getting production from our depth guys too. We really got this. This is actually going in the right direction, guys. Minus Saturday, which is, I think we just need to crumple it up and throw it in the garbage.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
Let's roll through some Flames news. And the first thing I want to talk about in Flames news today is David Rittich. I loved his quote the other day. Not even sure what day it was. I think maybe it might have been Wednesday or Thursday. I think it was Wednesday. He was asked about Johnny Gaudreau and if Johnny Gaudreau is back. Is Johnny Gaudreau back? And you know what Riddick says? He still can't score on me, so I don't know. Is he back? You gotta love a good jab on a teammate when things are going well. This is a great sign, you guys. Riddick is a glue guy in this locker room. He's a good teammate, and the players love him. To me, this is a locker room that looks like they're getting closer every single day as the season progresses. And you know what? Think about your workplace or think about your friends. Think about anything. When you're giving each other a little business, ribbing them a little bit, cutting it up a little bit, usually means you like them. Yep. Some other Flames news. Matthew Phillips sent back down to Stockton of the American Hockey League. Didn't even get to see him. I was kind of hoping he'd get in a game. Austin Czarnik back from a conditioning stint in Stockton. He's been put on long-term IR because of cap restraints. He's ready to go. Sam Bennett looks ready to go too, as he has been skating with the team and a return pending soon. I'm sure we'll hear news tomorrow at practice on Monday about Tuesday night's roster. I think we'll see both those guys back. Not sure how they're going to do the lines up. Maybe they'll take my suggestion. Probably not. TJ Brody played his 600th game in the National Hockey League on Saturday versus Carolina. Congratulations to TJ Brody. He's had a wild and crazy year this year, and I'm really, really happy he's back healthy, because you know what? Since he's been back, he's been bang on.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, the Hockey Podcast Network and Flames Unfiltered is very excited to announce a partnership with Gong Show Hockey Apparel. Check out the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter. Check out the weekly contest. Win yourself some cool, cool stuff from Gong Show Hockey Apparel.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, guys, time for Harvey's Doghouse. This is something we do on every Sunday night show. Sunday night we record. Monday it comes out on the Hockey Podcast Network. You can also check out this show on flamesunfiltered.com with all kinds of other Flames stuff. So check that out, flamesunfiltered.com. Check out the show every Monday morning and Thursday morning on the Hockey Podcast Network. This week's person in Harvey's Doghouse. And don't freak out on me too hard. Don't tweet me too bad on this one. And don't yell at me too much. But I'm going David Riddick. And this is a soft one, okay? This isn't the Harvey's Doghouse I had earlier this year on Jankowski or Johnny Gaudreau or any of those guys. This is just a soft one. Because it's really hard to pick somebody in the doghouse when you got points racked up lately like the Flames have. Hell, last episode I just skipped it because it's like, oh man, I can't yell at anybody, we're playing good. It's pretty hard to pick, but I had to do this because I thought the second goal that he let in on Hamilton on Saturday was really, really weak, and it brought me back to a couple earlier in the week that Riddick just looked a little bit out of whack. He also made a save right after he let in that Hamilton goal where he angled it to go into the corner, but it shot into the other corner. Now I'm just kind of, he just looked a little bit out of whack lately. Now he's been good, and never mind that, you know, he's made a ton of 10 bell saves lately. But I thought the Hamilton goalie should have made an easy glove save with that. But you know what else got me going and made me do this? Was his playing of the puck. I almost wish we wouldn't have let him hang around Smith so much. But he comes out in the first period to play the puck, very relaxed, and it's good to be relaxed and patient, but when you have two Carolina guys right on top of you, you probably better move the puck quicker. Now, if those Carolina guys would have been paying attention and not caught off guard by Riddick's craziness, that's what happened. They were just like, oh my God, is this really happening? They didn't even go after because they were just like, really? But they could have easily stolen that puck and went right in and scored on a no goalie. Riddick's got to clean it up on those basics, move the puck right away. And yes, I know he makes all the big saves, and he does. I'm a pro Riddick guy. I like him a lot, and I trust him. But I just wish he would clean up with those little couple things. Fan question this week. We did a Facebook poll. Our good friends on Facebook at Flame, our Calgary Flames fan page and Flames Hub, helped me out on this one. We got a poll, and I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. We got some really smart Flames fans, you guys. We really do. There's some goofballs, but there's goofballs everywhere. But we got a lot of really, really educated and smart Flames fans on this Facebook pages. I recommend you go join those groups because it is a lot of fun. We talk Flames hockey every single day on those. Question is, should the Flames remove the interim tag on Jeff Wirt? A lot of responses. 200 plus responses to the poll. 84% said, yes, we should. And 16% said no. Now, here's where I wonder, guys. I just called all of you guys very, very, very educated, and I really think you are. But why would we remove it? Why is he threatening to leave? No. Why would you not leave it on until the end of the season? There's no rush for this. There's no need to rush into this. I don't think the team's going to. Quite honestly, I think they're going to investigate him further. And they're going to watch his success over the season. Not just 2 weeks. Flames fans, don't forget, when this season started, what was the most important thing that lied ahead of us? Yes, we have to win enough to get into the playoffs. We know that, so don't freak out on me. But what was the most important thing? Our postseason success. How about we see how Jeff Wirt handles this team, how the team handles it, how the coach handles the postseason, and then we determine if he's the guy. Yes, he's been wonderful so far. Seems like the players like him. The system's working. We're winning games. But come on, guys. Like, why are we jumping into this? We can't do a knee-jerk reaction. It's good where it is. Let's just let her roll. Let's see what playoff success is from this team and the coaching staff. Game previews. One game to preview before we record our next show, and that is Tuesday night as the Pittsburgh Penguins come to Calgary for their one stop of the year. Pittsburgh currently 19-10-4, 42 points. In the Metro, they stand in fourth place. Saturday night, they beat the Los Angeles Kings 5-4 in a shootout. Minus Crosby and minus Malkin. Crosby's out with an injury. He will not play Tuesday in Calgary. Malkin missed Saturday due to illness and should be back in the lineup against the Calgary Flames. Calgary currently sits 18-13-4, 40 points, second in that Pacific Division. Climbing, trying to catch that first place Arizona Coyotes. That is crazy to say, isn't it? It's hard to think that that's the case. And now rumors are all over the place that Taylor Hall may end up there. I don't know. Is that a bad thing? I don't know. Is that something that Flames fans worry about? I don't know. Maybe that's a question for the next episode. It's probably a good one. I'll find out. Let's do a little poll on that one. Anyways, Calgary's coming off a 4-0 loss Saturday to Carolina. We've talked tons and tons about that on this show. And it looks like Talbot will get the start on Tuesday night, as Calgary tries to get things back on track. This team has been red, red hot. And they couldn't have responded better to the turmoil and the horrible start to the season. But now it's time to respond from this loss. It's time to get back on track. Time to get things going. Great, great games lately. Everybody enjoy the holiday season and let's... enjoy some more Flames wins.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.